You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are bees? They're an incredibly important insect to humans. According to USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the honeybee pollinates about 80% of our flowering plants and 75% of our nut, fruit, and veggie crops. The American Beekeeping Federation states that this is an economic impact of about $20 billion a year. And this is from just one species. And USDA says there are about 4,000 native species in this country. Worldwide, there are about 20,000 species. Bees include things like large bumblebees, mid-sized honeybees, small sweat bees, even the infamous African killer bees. Bees are very closely related to wasps, which, like bees, also have stingers. And along with the wasps, bees are also related to ants. The genetic makeup of bees, wasps, and ants is pretty similar. In fact, some research from a few years ago looked at the insect's DNA and indicated that the genetics of bees and ants are more similar than those two are to wasps. Bees exhibit what is known as eusocial behavior, E-U-S-O-C-I-A-L. In biology, eusocial behavior is considered the highest level, the most complex type of sociality. While some species are solitary, other species have distinct divisions of labor within a colony. Only certain groups within the hive find food, defend the colony, care for young, reproduce, and so on. It's a highly organized caste system. There are some features that characterize bee morphology. Their mouth has a mandible, jaws, which are used for chewing. The mouth also has a tube, like a tongue, called a proboscis. It's used to gather nectar from flowers. The honey is broken down into simple sugars in the bee's stomach by acids and enzymes. Back at the hive, they regurgitate it and store the honey in a honeycomb as food. The honeycomb is made from beeswax. Bees have specialized cells on their abdomens, and these cells secrete the wax, which the bees shape into a six-sided structure for storing honey and larvae. Bees have modified hairs on their legs, which hold pollen. The pollen grains can then be deposited on the next nearby plant when they go to collect nectar. This is why bees are important for plant pollination. Here's a fun home activity. You're going to make lip balm. In a microwave-safe container, add equal amounts of beeswax, honey, and almond oil. Melt it 10 seconds at a time and mix. Once it's liquefied, pour it into a small jar, and you can experiment a bit by trying different flavorings. Well, I've just learned a little bit about bees. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.